Hi there, I'm Bill DeYoung, and you have tuned in to the Arts Alive podcast from the St. Pete Catalyst. Helen French is here with me today. Everybody knows Helen French, and you probably already know that as of 2 weeks ago, she is the executive director of the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance. Hey, my friend.
Hello.
It's so good to have you back here for the old podcast where we're not going to just talk about dance for 25 minutes.
No, we're not. But I mean, I will if you want to.
Well, we can slip something in. I just want to start here. You started the job August 1st, I think it was.
Friday, August 1st.
How's it going? It's been 2 weeks.
I would say it's going really well. Some people have said, you know, it's like drinking from a fire hose. And well, I like that analogy a little bit.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot coming at you. I've actually thought about it in a slightly different way, and this is conversations that my husband and I have had. It's kind of like dealing with alligators and elephants, and what alligator is closest to my boat today that I have to kind of deal with and handle so I'm not sinking or getting bit by an alligator. And then there's always an elephant in the room that is kind of the bigger project, or like that I'm taking a small bite out of, one bite at a time. And I'm sort of vacillating in between this like zoo, if you will, in my mind. Is that an alligator or is that part of the elephant?
We dig into the giraffes and zebras, right. Man. It's going to be wild stuff. I mean, is this kind of what you expected? Did you know that it was all, you know, issues and et cetera are going to be thrown at you right away?
I mean, the Arts Alliance, because of its history, I mean, it's not a new organization, right? So I'm definitely joining a train that's already moving. And yeah. So, you know, jumping onto that train, I probably have a few advantages given that my interaction with the Arts Alliance started back in 2015 when I went to the first ever Muse Awards. So, you know, I'm not totally new, but the minutia of day-to-day running of the Arts Alliance is not, like, even when I was on the board, I didn't have that type of day-to-day oversight. So I think that in some ways, the train maybe isn't moving as fast as it would be for someone else if they didn't have as much background as I do.
You've only been there 2 weeks.
So, I mean, you know,
it's not to pick up.
It's not to say I'm moving slow. I'm just saying I think that it could possibly be a lot faster if I didn't have, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You might be hysterical. I'm glad you joined us today. Right. I'm glad we were, you know, without, goes without saying, I was happy that you agreed to come in and talk here. Let's start here. First of all, I heard through the grapevine somewhere that the dates for Shine have been moved this year.
The dates for Shine have been moved. Shine has moved into November, so we're almost out of hurricane season. I mean, technically, hurricane season goes November 30th. So,
yeah. Is that why it was moved?
Partially, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think we learned from last year's hurricanes that we needed to shift it. And so this year, it will be November 7th to the 16th.
Okay.
Which, you know, all things well, we will not have any of the major issues that we had with weather last year.
I'm knocking on the table.
Yeah,
well.
I did that too. I'm like,
for Formica, whatever it is. is it still the sort of same plan to do just, it's like almost like a mini Shine, like local artists this week, or is that still evolving?
It's a complicated question to answer, right? Because Shine has a decade of being Shine, right? So we've got 10 years and then, this is a good way to think about it. 10 years, 50 years, and 100 years are these huge things to celebrate, but 11, 51, and 101 are a little bit like, what do we do? Mm. You know, and so as we enter the second decade, you know, to answer your question, yes, this year is local focused.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't necessarily say that's like the blueprint moving forward. I think that decision was made out of care for our community, understanding what last year looked like with two hurricanes, wanting to acknowledge local artists' loss of funding. I mean, there was a lot of dynamics that went into that decision.
Sure.
So, yes.
Understood. So moving forward, it's not necessarily going to be that. I mean,
it could
be bigger, huger down the road. Who knows?
I mean, we're entering a second decade. We have such an opportunity to grow on something that's already been established and beloved by our community and internationally and nationally. So,
You have ideas about that already? Like,
I mean, I always have ideas. Whether or not I'm going to say them out loud publicly before my board says, absolutely, we'll follow you.
Good point.
But, you know.
That was the right answer.
Thank you. But yes. Shine is great.
As far as a director, I mean, is it we going to sort of leave it like it is until something happens? Or is there a thought that, we need a new. Somebody steering the ship.
Oh, we definitely need someone steering the ship. Let me tell you that. Yeah. I think, and I will say this about kind of steering a ship as far as, think of it as artist curation, right? Like when I want to, you know, I produce Beacon, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I steer that ship artistically.
Yeah.
And understanding the nuances of that, that's a skill set, right? So we have a history of Shine being steered by people that have that skill set. So I think that that is something we're always keeping in mind. Like who's doing that kind of conversation? Because I've never painted a mural. So, I mean, I'm not sure I'm qualified to see, you know, there's things about that. In the same way, you could look at it the other way. Like, I don't know that I would want certain people programming dance if they've never experienced it. So I'm open to conversations about how the ship gets steered.
You want to, it's just, well, this is different for you though, isn't it? Being in the, like, I want to say in the big chair, you know, if that's, to leave Sybil and Tears for Fears out of it. It's the big chair, you know?
Yes.
So have you ever worked in administration before this?
Yeah, I actually have in a couple of different capacities. So most recently I was at the Palladium Theater where I worked as a development associate / coordinator for their capital campaign.
Yeah.
And so I did a lot of arts administration, a more traditional role, right? Like writing grants, meeting with funders, developing strategies, keeping people in like organized and in their meetings, et cetera, you know, doing that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Running Beacon is hugely arts administrative, even though I perform in it. The other hat is payroll, budgets, contracts, you know, the legalities of photo releases. What's your marketing strategy? What stakeholders are you working with? Like, so I've been doing that for 10 years.
Did Beacon literally, I know it was just 10 years old. Did it literally start the same year as Shine?
2015. Or, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, all these things are like preteens. They're like little teenagers growing. And I mean, and I think teaching, as much as we might not call it arts administration, there's so much that goes in when I wear my education hat to, you know, how I deal with just evaluations of students and all the paperwork that goes on and being in the classroom. So I think arts administration and administration has always been kind of in my wheelhouse.
Oh, sure.
Of what I do. So to have it be in this role as executive director, you know, obviously I have a bigger budget now than I did with Beacon and, you know, but it's still, some of the same concepts still apply, so.
And plus, we should make sure people know, as we always say when you come on here, that you're a St. Pete native, as am I. You learned how to dance. I didn't, but that's another story altogether. But there's an element here of giving back to one's community.
Absolutely.
You want, as a dancer, you know, we can skip through this part. You went off and, you know, worked in New York and elsewhere and ran around the world and pranced around the world, I suppose.
I ran around.
Yeah, she's really fast, folks. But you came back here.
I did.
You know.
Very intentionally, specifically because of our arts community.
Yeah.
My husband and I are both born and raised here, and we looked around, and when we had the opportunity, so he was stationed at MacDill, we had to leave for a little bit of time, but when we had the choice of where to go next, we chose to come back here. And I think that speaks to what we, you know, we call it the city of the arts, and we're not lying. Like, that's, I was able to come back, make a living, and now I get to continue to advocate for other artists to be here and make a living and stay.
Well, that's what I mean by paying it back.
Yeah.
That, you know, what, you know, what better way for, for, you know, it's kind of why I do that. Well, I do it because I don't know how to do anything else, but you know, it's because this is my hometown and I, you know, I always, the arts coverage always seemed a little like lame-o to me. And, you know, there's great people at the Times over the years. Don't get me wrong. They're just not there anymore. And I thought, well, cool. Why not? Why not? So you are still dancing. Beacon is still going to happen.
Beacon is still happening March 6th. I'm going to plug that because we have a date. We're under contract. Tickets should go on sale within the next, like, 30 days.
Palladium Theater.
And, you know, I will say this, that my time working at the Palladium Theater, I think, was probably one of, like, it was hard to leave that job. I'm a theater. I mean, I love the theater. I'm a dancer. So, you know, so support your local theater.
Absolutely. And you're still teaching dance.
I am still teaching. I did ask for a little bit of time out of the public school system at the moment so I could get like the first 90 days under my belt as executive director. But I still, one of the great things about the Arts Alliance is we have Arts for Complete Education. It's one of our programs, and that works very closely with the county. And what's exciting for me is that I already knew some of those you know, a Jory Spencer and Jonathan Ogle at the county level who are in charge of arts. Like, I already had, I know them, I've worked with them in some capacity. So for me, I'm still got my feet in it that way. And then I am going to be back in the classroom. I've spoken to, I'm at Pinellas County Center for the Arts. And so I've spoken to the dance department chair there, Patricia Page. And I signed my binder, which means I'm allowed to come in and teach. And so I just asked for a little bit of a break.
Oh, so you can kind of get your feet wet.
And here's the funny thing. High school starts at 7:25 in the morning. So potentially, and this is, you know, I don't want my board to freak out when they hear this podcast, but potentially I can teach, you know, one day a week starting at 7 in the morning and then just roll into the office.
Coffee.
I mean, but that is sort of... I don't know if you've ever lived the gig life, if you will, where you kind of put piecemeal different things together.
Just working at shows and...
And so I think I'm very used...
Not really. You know.
Never done that.
I've played a couple, but, you know, no. Not the gig life, no.
But I've, you know, putting stuff together like that, and teaching is a way of serving, and it's good for my soul. I need to be in the classroom. I need to be on stage. I need to be engaging in my art form. Otherwise, I'm not really sure I'm a great leader.
It's going to help you make you a great leader, though.
I think
it's one of those elements, right? That, and also because you know so many visual artists, so many musicians, et cetera, now. I would always say that if I were going to go into, say, politics, which ain't going to happen, that the more people I knew before I started, the better.
Sure.
The more connections you have, the more you're going to understand them.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
And that, I think that's a lot about what I think is exciting in this role is that I kind of finally have an opportunity to sort of look around at my who I know, what my connections are, and really ask the question, like, how can the Arts Alliance help you? What does that look like for you from your point of view? And I'm not necessarily... There's so many people I could still meet. By no means do I think I know everyone in St. Pete.
Oh, God, but, no.
But I feel like I have inroads, and so I'm very interested in that question, like, how can the St. Pete Arts Alliance help you? What does that look like from your perspective, either as an individual artist or an arts organization or just a layperson, but a non-artist but who enjoys art, who's a patron or a donor or a funder. I want to know where and what we can do for you, so...
Do this for me. Explain to me, as you understand it, you know, from A to Z or whatever it is, you know, what the Arts Alliance does for this city. I mean, it's a nonprofit. I get that. Mm-hmm. You do these grants, which are amazing, and the grants are just coming out right now, as a matter of fact.
Go to our website. Apply for a grant.
Individual artist grants, folks. Yes. That's what it is. But, I mean, to your mind, what is the function of the Arts Alliance?
I think it's... kind of a multi-tiered function, right? So if you think about the Arts Alliance as, you talk about it in terms of like an umbrella organization for the city, and then everyone goes, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it means that I can work with, say, a city or a county entity to help drive forward an initiative or something that the community needs, and I might be able to do it as a nonprofit faster or in collaboration with, or, you know, something that.
Umbrella generally means that, you know, you're there for them.
We're there for them. Exactly.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah.
And then when you look
I made that up, but I guess that works.
It does. It stops the rain from hitting you, but basically kind of like a conduit, if you will. And so there's that part of it. There's the city part and the county part. And then, you know, you look at, say, like an individual artist who needs help marketing for Art Walk or who needs to be part of our Arts Business Academy and get some information on how to grow their business, who needs maybe a connection or an introduction. And that's something that I kind of have because I'm here. And I also know where to look if I don't have it. So I can kind of be a resource, right, for artists. And then there's also ACE, which I mentioned, Arts for Complete Education, and we work with the Pinellas County school system inside of a steering committee with other volunteers and county stakeholders, and we actually staff that program and help put on the ACE Principal's Breakfast, which keeps the arts, which is a way to say thank you to the principals for keeping arts in their schools, right? So there's kind of that, and we can do that as an entity, right, and have support. And you already mentioned our individual artist grants.
Yeah.
And that's... a way that we work with the city and our funding to help or funding that we receive to help kind of get the word out and to give artists resources.
If the Arts Alliance didn't exist, would it be total chaos and every man for himself here?
Absolutely. I don't want to be fired on day 15. So, I think if the Arts Alliance did not exist, we would have a lot of entities trying to do the same thing, maybe at crossroads.
Yeah, got it.
And I think that would maybe make things slower. It might make things faster. Sometimes the private sector can drive things faster. I mean, I think it depends on what you're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. And depends on what you're going for and the climate and the weather. It's all kind of interconnected.
Oh, well, the climate and the weather. Right. But you also have this idea, and I want to talk about performing arts too, but you also have this idea that, I'm working with them. If I'm Joe Schmo, I'm not the Arts Alliance. I'm working with these people. This one's going to do this. And you have to keep... Let's mix metaphors. What the hell? You have to keep a lot of eggs in the air all the time, right?
I do. Yeah. I do. And I also think that, because I'm a performing artist, I'm always wondering who's at the table. Like, what discussion is happening and why is there not a performing artist at the table, a visual artist at the table, like all the gamuts, literary artists at the table. And inside of each of those, there's also minutiae. Like, where's the sculptor? Where's the glass blower? Where's the writer? Where's the poet? Poetry versus novelist, modern dancer versus ballet. Like, I'm always wondering, this table needs to get a lot bigger.
Right? Can we say that? That's a good point. I mean, can we say that? I'm popping my peas here. Can you say that, I think I asked this before when you got the gig, that the performing arts really has kind of gotten short shrift? And I, we don't want to be dissing anybody who came before, but, to me, the Arts Alliance has always been about the visual arts. And, there's all this other stuff, too.
Sure.
But it's about painters and sculptors and, mural artists, and God love them. They're such a big part of our arts community.
Absolutely.
I
don't think that needs to be an either or. I think it's a yes and. It's like, here we have both of these in literary arts, and we keep adding. Mm-hmm. I do think historically our performing arts community has been smaller, not less talented, not less established, and not less professional, but smaller in numbers, right? The capacity has been slightly smaller. Also, it's always tricky because visual art usually leaves you with something tangible that you can hang on your wall, put on your desk, go to a gallery and visit, and it exists always, right? And performing arts is ephemeral by nature. It's impermanent.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard. It's sometimes it's different audiences and different interests. And so it's really hard to market the impermanent to get people. We understand an experience, right? We love concerts. We want to go to hear music.
I saw a great show last night at Ruth Eckert Hall, and it's ringing. It was loud. It's ringing in my ears. But the ephemeral nature of it is very cool. You said that because it's like I can still picture it. I can still hear it.
Sure.
In a few days, that'll probably fade a little bit.
It'll kind of fade away. I think when we experience art, well, I kind of know this, but when we experience art, we have these awe moments, like where we're in awe of something and literally our brain changes. Like the way there's a whole science about it. I'm reading this book, but I won't go into all of it. But it changes our brain and it makes us kind of optimistic, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Or it makes us feel something, right? And that's what we want. And sometimes really great art, whether it's visual or performance, that experience can keep resonating with you. And I think you just mentioned it, so you still feel it today, but maybe tomorrow you won't.
Yeah.
And it'll just start to kind of die away. And I think that's one of the hard parts about performing arts is that it gives you that experience, but it doesn't, you have to keep going back for more, right? It's like not a permanent thing.
Well, I would say the same for visual art too. I mean, I wouldn't say I own, actual, good paintings. My wife does actually. She's got a couple of original Haley Liebers. Long story. It was a great American painter. But once I go to the MFA or to the James or even to the Dolly, this is cool. Because I go to all the exhibits, I don't bring it home with me. No, it's just up here.
But you can go back. It's still there. It's still there.
We just said that at the same time. Yeah.
Great minds.
Yeah, that's it. I get it. But I also look forward to the next one.
Sure.
Like I've experienced this. It was fantastic. Mostly it's fantastic. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just damn cool, though. But after a while, when that's gone, it's like, I look forward to the next one. I look forward to see what somebody else is going to give me.
Sure. I had this conversation a lot with a good friend of mine, mm-hmm. that at the core of it, as a dancer or performing artist, we're kind of like, as performers, we're adrenaline junkies. Like, mm-hmm. we want the performance high. Like, we'll keep going back to the class, to the thing, to do the hard thing, because then we're like, we get on this like endorphin rush, right? And our audience gets that too, right? And so then it's the same thing when you go look at a painting. That's why you keep going back, or that's mm-hmm. why you keep buying the ticket.
So if the painter isn't right there as a rule.
No,
especially if they're dead.
Right. It's a very weird museum if they're all standing there. Right. But I think there's a two-way street to that. And I think it's, we could go on about this forever.
I may have to cut this out. It's just too weird. So anyway, a lot of things are swirling around in my head as we're kind of actually almost getting to the end here. But I wanted to ask specifically about, and speaking vagaries and okay. just, what was the Arts Alliance had a bumpy last 6 months or whatever. And sure. there was, what kind of condition was it when you got there? And did the board, your friends, the board, and you were sure. on the board, when they brought you in to do this, when they accepted your thing, is it a matter of fixing or adjusting, or what kind of shape is it in?
So, that's an interesting question, because I think that, I will say this, the board has been and continues to be incredibly engaged. It's an active board. It's a board that wants to be in the room with the art, with the things that are happening, with the decisions that are being made. And I think that is why the Arts Alliance has survived kind of a rocky moment, if you will, mm-hmm. right? Because the board was like, this is important. We're community stakeholders and we love the arts, and this organization is important and it's not in bad shape. And how do we keep this? What do we do? Mm. Right. And every nonprofit is just, there's so much talk about how do you make your nonprofit sustainable from a financial standpoint? How do you make it sustainable from a vision and a mission standpoint? Right. And we have a solid vision. Our vision is to serve artists. We're advocates. Yeah. We help drive economic growth and development. We advocate for artists to have a voice in conversations. We advocate for artists to exist in the city. We work in an education sector. So all of that is amazing. That vision isn't going anywhere, right? And so it would be weird, I think. We're year 13 of the Arts Alliance. We're almost 15 years old. We're getting closer to 15. Yeah. To say there was no bumps in a 15-year history would be a little bit absurd, right? And I'm not privy. I termed off the board. So there's some things I'm just not privy to. I don't know how messy, if it got messy. Mm. Like, I don't know. And that's
actually, it's also irrelevant at this point.
I was going to say, it's actually irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
what I do know is that in this moment, they are not my alligators. My board in the organization, like, they're all these. Back to my metaphor about alligators and elephants.
I was going to say, are they the elephants? Wait a minute.
No, they're not even the elephant. They're helping me drive the ship. Mm. They're on the ship with me. We all want, we're all working together and we're steering the boat, right? And so when I look out and I say, oh my gosh, this is a challenge, and maybe it's a challenge because it's a factor I didn't know about. It could be something day to day. I have a board that I can call and say, hey, can you give me a little insight into this? And then I have a staff that I can go to. So to say, this is a very long way to answer your question, but what kind of shape are we in? Mm-hmm. We're in a shape for growth. We're in a shape for to continue to advocate. We're in the shape to continue to sustain ourselves. I don't know what's going to happen with the market and stuff. Economy and all
who
that.
Who does, yeah.
But, we're not sinking.
No, but there is, what you're saying is there is room for growth. There Absolutely. Is room for change. And,
sure.
and there's no reason to go into it, but there are probably things the Arts Alliance could do better.
That's how I started the question, was like, what, and how I look at every day, what can I be doing better today? Mm-hmm. How can I be driving our mission forward in a positive way? And you alluded to it earlier, performing arts needs a louder voice, mm-hmm. Not louder than visual arts. I want to be very clear
right.
about that.
Of course.
I'm a huge collaborator. You know this about my work. Yeah. I'm always collaborating. So I definitely am not advocating, less than for something else. But I think that the performing arts, we can have a broader focus on them. And we can. And what does that look like? I'm asking them. Like, and honestly, if you're a performing artist in the city and you have an idea, come and tell me. Send me an email. Like, I want to know.
One of the things we said when we were walking in here, as I'm saying this as we sign off because it's time to sign off, was, you know, 2 weeks in, you're still standing.
I'm still standing.
You're still breathing.
I'm still breathing. I'm even still smiling.
So. Yeah, yes, okay. Yeah, you look radiant, Helen. What can I tell you? Helen French, Hansen is on the shelf now.
I know, and we had this conversation in April. I was like, you know, you can still Google Helen Hansen French and you'll find lots of stuff about me, but after 15 years of marriage, and it's a lot to say. Just say Helen French.
I always thought it was rather, like, elegant, you know.
It is elegant.
And asshole French, you know. Well, you've always just been Helen to me, and such a pleasure to have you in
here
today.
Thank you for talking with me. Thank you.
Continued success, and I hope we get to do this again, you know, once you've, you know, changed the city in tremendous ways.
Give me 90 days.
No, yeah, okay.
I'm just kidding. Give me a little more than that.
All right, 105, but then you're coming back. Helen French, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.